Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Well, happy weekend. Frank Rush here with another Focus on Community. It's nice to have you along. This weekend, we're going to talk about, well, voter registration and a few other things when it comes to the elections with Bill Morrow, who is with the Indiana Citizen. Bill, how are you doing today?
Good morning, Frank. Delighted to be with you.
So tell us about Indiana Citizen. Before we get into the meat and potatoes of what we're actually going to talk about as a topic, I don't know that a lot of folks know who the Indiana Citizen is, what you guys do, or what you're all about, or even when you were founded.
Well, thank you. Yes. So our full name is the Indiana Citizen Education Foundation, Inc. So we are a 501c3, fairly new, formed a couple of years ago. To work on a very persistent problem in Indiana. So while we're in the midst of a public health crisis right now, we've been in a slow motion civic health crisis. Indiana has been mired in the bottom of states for registration and turnout and civic literacy. So as I prepared to retire from the practice of law at the end of 2019, my wife and I said, how can we make a contribution to the civic health of Indiana? And thus the Indiana Citizen was formed.
So is this just a group to try to get people to vote, or is there more to it than that?
So we're trying to work on both parts of the civic health crisis. So we've got a participation problem, which manifests itself in low levels of registration and turnout. And we've got a civic literacy problem in terms of the amount of information, unbiased information that's available to voters. So we're trying to work on both of them at the same time.
When you say literacy, do you mean a lot of folks just don't understand how government works?
Yes. So the best evidence of that is that last year a national study was published. This particular think tank went out and administered the citizenship exam to American citizens. So this is the exam that immigrants have to take before they can become naturalized citizens. And so they administered this to tens of thousands of Americans. And once again, Indiana wound up in the bottom 10 of states.
So are we just not teaching this in school anymore? And I think I know the answer to that.
That's certainly a big part of it.
Yeah.
A big, big part of it. And I should also note that the guiding document for our work is something called the Indiana Civic Health Index. For the first time, it made two recommendations. The one we're working on, which is to try to do something about our low levels of registration and turnout. The other one is to focus on civic education. And the Indiana Bar Foundation is running a year-long task force led by Lieutenant Governor Crouch, I might add, and one of your local state representatives, Tanya Pfaff, is a member of that Blue Ribbon Commission to look at civics education, right? What are we doing in our schools to promote a basic understanding of how our democracy works?
Do you think maybe just a lot of folks don't, I won't say they don't care, but they're certainly not that concerned because, let's face it, for whatever reason, it seems like we're all busier and busier and busier, and a lot of folks don't think that they matter. They don't think their vote really counts, so they just don't pay that much attention to it.
Well, that's for sure. I mean, we have in Indiana, we believe that 1.7 million Hoosiers in the voting age population aren't even registered, haven't even taken, you know, the first step. So, we've had a number of Hoosiers, and this is a national phenomenon as well. The data bear this out, Frank, that people are becoming less and less connected to our civic lives, yes, for all a whole range of reasons. And they are as many as and as varied as the individual. So what we're trying to do is to reduce some of those barriers, right? Reasons that come up is I can't figure out how to register. Well, if you go to onemorevoice.com, and you'll hear me repeat this a few times, if you go to onemorevoice.com, we can help you get registered. So working on the registration part of it. and turnout. And in between, of course, between registration and election day is the time to spend getting informed about the issues and the candidates. And we're working, trying to work on that as well. So we're trying to eliminate and remove some of the barriers, but it still requires some, you know, level of motivation. And it begins with the idea that my vote, my voice really matters. And that's the whole purpose behind the One More Voice campaign, right? The forward face, the outward face of the Indiana Citizen is a brilliant campaign called One More Voice that tries to drive home the point that your vote really does count. And where it counts the most, of course, is where you live. It's a little hard to argue that one more vote is going to affect how Indiana goes in the presidential race or even in the governor's race. But as you go to the state senate and state representative and county commissioner's races and township races, places where important decisions are being made about your life and your community, one vote, one voice really does matter.
Bill Moreau with the Indiana Citizen Education Foundation, our guest today. Do you find that, it seems like that our participation rate is going up. I mean, it's still not great, but it is on an upward trend. And let's face it, if you love or hate the people in office right now, that does seem to be a pretty big motivating factor here lately to get folks to get out and vote.
Well, I would beg to differ with you about the premise of your question with all due respect, because the data we see the slope headed south, not north. So, whatever the data suggests, it's still a matter of individual choices. So there are many thousands of people who are listening to this show right now who are not yet registered to vote. And I should point out that there are only 80 days as we're speaking today, until October 5th. So if I would have your listeners recall no other date than this one, it's October 5th is the close for registration for in advance of the November election, October 5th. And get registered. Go to onemorevoice.com, because that will be a very straightforward process. We've timed this. We've tested it. We've had focus groups. It takes 2 minutes, and you can do it on your phone, and you can certainly do it on a laptop. You can do it at the library, or you can walk into the county clerk's office, right? But you have to do that before October 5th. That deadline will not change.
We've made a lot of strides as far as making it easier to get registered to vote. Is there something else we need to do?
Well, certainly there are some policy choices that have been made in other states. It's not really productive to talk about those now, because the rules in Indiana are what they are, and they're set right for the 2020 election cycle. But your question, your point is absolutely the right one. In terms of the actual process of getting registered to vote in Indiana, it couldn't be any easier if you can make your way to an internet connection. You can get registered to vote. I would also urge folks to make sure they have their driver's license handy when they do this. This isn't one of those voter ID moments, but the process works really smoothly if you've got your driver's license number, because you can think about the way you've left meaningful information about yourself with the BMV, right? That qualifies you to vote, right? It's just as quick as it can be. When you sit down to register, if you have your driver's license in front of you and put in your driver's license number. And I also urge those of your listeners who are already registered to double check, right? Because if they haven't voted in a while or they've moved, right, you should go in, and you can still do that through our website, onemorevoice.com, and confirm your registration. Anybody who's worked the polls will tell you, you know, it always happens. Every election, good people show up. They go back to their old precinct thinking they can vote there, and they can't because they've moved, right? Your eligibility to vote is keyed to where you live, your residence, for understandable reasons, right? Because where you live controls the boundaries of your elected officials who you're voting for.
You started to make the point earlier, and this is very true, all politics are local. And so that's why, even if, like you said, your vote may not make a big difference on the presidential stage because you're one of however many millions are out there, but still when it comes to the local level, the school board, city council, county council, those kind of things.
Races.
Yeah, we've had a few. We've had those, and also here locally, we've had a lot of people that complain because the county council recently passed a food and beverage tax that's going to help pay for a convention center. There's lots of folks saying that, oh, well, the convention center is needed, it's not needed. But this is where you actually make your voice heard, and this is where you really have an impact.
No doubt about it. And there are many, many examples of races being decided by a handful of votes at that level. And look, whatever other lessons we might have learned going through this COVID crisis, it seems pretty clear that a lesson to be learned is the role of government, including local government, right, in our lives.
And you want people elected, obviously, that agree with you. So it's you can't complain if somebody gets elected that you don't agree with and you didn't vote for them.
Well, right. But we are a strictly nonpartisan group, 501c3. So we stand for the proposition that we're trying to encourage Hoosiers to vote without caring how they'll vote. Right. Let the parties and the candidates, you know, work to convince new voters. But I should tell you that being in favor of voting without caring how somebody will vote is a heresy when it comes to the political class. So, you know, we've had some pushback from the political class, but we've also been able to attract a number of donors from across the political spectrum. So if you go to onemorevoice.com and click on the Indiana Citizen button, it'll tell you more about our foundation. And for those who are familiar with Indiana politics, you'll see names from literally the far left to the far right and every place in between. These are Hoosiers and organizations, foundations primarily, who really, really worried about the civic health of our state.
I know one of your goals is to make sure that people are educated when they go vote. And correct me if I'm wrong, but probably one of the most dangerous things is somebody just going in and just picking willy-nilly without really knowing what they're voting for.
Well, yeah. Look, democracy isn't perfect. And of course, literacy tests were ruled unconstitutional years ago for obvious reasons because they were racially motivated. So yeah, democracy also permits the completely uneducated citizen to walk in and vote. Okay. So that's why we are spending so much time and energy and money on the information side of what we're doing. If the technology works, we'll be the first organization in the country. Indiana will be the first state that has an organization like ours that will permit you to actually get an electronic version of your ballot. It's obviously not your actual ballot, but it will be the names on your individual ballot. You'll be able to click on those names and go to unbiased information about those candidates.
Bill Moreau with the Indiana Citizen Education Foundation. So tell us about where your organization can be found. Where can we get the information that you guys currently have? Where can we find out more about you and maybe learn from you?
Well, the forward face of our organization is this One More Voice campaign. So onemorevoice.com. Once again, that would be onemorevoice.com. And I think if you get there, even if you are already registered, leave some information behind about you so we can stay in touch with you and provide you prompts. As we run up to November 3rd, your polling place location, how to request an absentee ballot, all those things. If you give us some information, we'll take it from there. You don't have to come back to us. We'll reach out to you.
Okay. And of course, like I said, you've got plenty of, you're working to get people more educated. So tell us about how you're gathering that information on the candidates and what you're doing to get that information out there.
So at the end of 2019, we were lucky enough to get a significant grant that permitted us to hire our first and still only full-time employee. His name is Kevin Morgan. Kevin spent 30 years of his career at the Indianapolis Star and was responsible for the Indianapolis Star's voter guide. So here we have somebody who gets up every day working with other reporters, both locally and around the state, to build this treasure trove of information about the candidates. Week before last, we announced a partnership with the Hoosier State Press Association. So we're out developing arrangements around the state with local newspapers where we're essentially going to divide up the ballot, right? We, the Indiana Citizen, One More Voice, you know, we'll take the governor's race, the AG's race, the congressional race. We'll take the House and State House and Senate races and go down the ballot. And then the local newspaper will assume responsibility for the information about the local candidates and merge those together. And we've got a complete set of information about the candidates on your ballot, right? Your ballot.
And that's good information that everybody needs. And it's always good to at least look the ballot over before you head in. Bill Morrell with the Indiana Citizen Education Foundation, our guest today. You can find out more about One More Voice at onemorevoice.com. When you look at their main page there, you can see right there at the page how you can register to vote and also how you can lend your voice and volunteer with this project. We thank you for being with us this weekend. If you missed any part of today's program, just head on over to our website and you can find it posted there as a podcast.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.